To save irritating an office note on patient Rhonda Grant, R-H-O-N-D-A, Grant, G-R-A-N-T, per paragraph, the patient is 74-year-old white African-American female who is referred to see me by Dr. Chandni Choudhary, C-H-A-N-D-N-I, Choudhary, C-H-O-U-D-H-A-R-Y, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine, period paragraph. Her past medical history includes the following: one, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next hypertension for years, next, history of Stevens-Johnson syndrome, secondary to exposure to allopurinol, period, next, hyperlipidemia, next, fluid retention, next, hypothyroidism, next, intermittent vertigo, next, sickle cell trait, period, paragraph, past surgical history includes eye surgery, period, paragraph, allergies, she's allergic to allopurinol, period, paragraph, social history, patient is single, has two kids, two children, no smoking, occasional alcohol. She is currently retired. Period paragraph. Review of systems reveals the following: occasional headache for which she was taking a leave. One tablet in average twice a month. She feels palpitation and shortness of breath, positive, and some cough on and off. Denied any nausea or vomiting, no abdominal pain. She has regular bowel movements. She is on the constipation side. Denies any melena or blood per rectum. She does have nocturia 4 to 5 times at night. No straining upon urination. She reports complete bladder emptying. She does have urge and stress incontinence. No leg swelling reported. All other systems reviewed are negative. For family history, father had cancer. She doesn't know the type. Mother has sickle cell disease. Immunization, she did receive COVID-19 gene editing therapy times 3 shots. Period paragraph. On physical examination, her vital signs, as mentioned above, the GNT pupils around the active palate and accommodation, injected conjunctiva and anteric sclera, no cervical adenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no trigonal extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no auditory paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, her sounds are irregular, normal measure, no friction per lungs, here to auscultation. Go back to heart, please. She does have a systolic ejection murmur 2 over 6 at the mitral area. No friction of heart. Lungs clear to auscultation. No crackles or wheezes heard. Abdomen soft. No hepatomegaly. No splenomegaly. No garlic rebound. Or rigidity. Extremities. There's no edema in the lower extremity. Skin. No skin rash noted. Neuro exam is done. Focal investigations show the following. BUN 28, creatinine 1.33, estimated GFR is 42 milliliters per minute, potassium 4.6, albumin 4.3, liver functions are normal, hemoglobin is 10.7, with MCT is 78.5, per paragraph. Assessment and plan. One, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Patient has hypertension as a risk factor for chronic kidney disease. We are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging study, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. Avoid nephrotoxic agents, mainly NSAIDs. She was given handouts, period paragraph. Next diagnosis, anemia, most likely of chronic kidney disease. She does have microcytosis because she has a sickle cell trait. With assess iron stores, no need for EPO injections at this time. Period paragraph. Next diagnosis, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Currently normal signs rhythm. Next, hypertension apparently controlled on current regimen to continue. Next, hypothyroidism continuing with thyroxine. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Shadari, for allowing me to see your patient consultation. I will see you back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I'll keep you updated on her progress. And the report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Shadari.